Breezy 101, it's the breakfast show on your radio. The boss man himself, Johnny Boswell, stopping in this morning. And Johnny, we got a new, you can look at it right out there. You can see the new tower is up right outside our window. So kind of tell us what all went into how we got back out on the air.
Yeah, what you're seeing out there, Breck, is our temporary tower. The big tower that we lost is the equivalent of a 35-story building. So as in building anything, it takes a long time to get the permanent tower back up. But out back, we do have a temporary antenna that is covering most of the Breezy 101 coverage area, and we are hastily working on getting the new 350-foot tower ordered and back up.
Yeah, and so back here on this temporary antenna, I mean, we got a pull from the city, and then you got some transmission lines. So it's kind of, you know, a group effort to get it back up, right?
Yeah, it happened really fast, and I have to give a lot of thanks to our community partners, Kosciuszko Water and Light, also our radio partners from down in Jackson, both at iHeart and Alpha Media, helping us secure the transmission line, because these are not things you just run out to the hardware store and buy. But with that and our consulting engineers up in Starkville, they all teamed together, and as you saw, it was like a beehive around here last week. But Breezy is back up and broadcasting.
Yeah, and you know, some people had asked me, like, how were we able to get back on the air? You know, we were back on the air, you know, in less than 24 hours with Kicks and Cruising, and even Breezy was back on the air. So they were like, well, there was a tower here, but it went down, but we were able to move some things to the one in Edinburgh, right?
That's right. We have a 500-foot tower down at Edinburgh, and that is the main home for Cruising 98 and Kicks 96. Through the internet, we were able to get signals to all three stations down to that tower. And that pretty much put Cruising 98 and Kicks 96 back up as they normally would be, and Breezy broadcast off of that tower on a standby system we have down there for 10 days or so. That's why the signal was not as strong in Kosciuszko, because it was a standby and it was coming from the tower in Edinburgh. But you were really booming over in Philadelphia and Carthage.
Yeah, the folks down in Marydale loved this last week, the past 10 days. But so when people like ask, what's next? I know we got to get some trees cut and some other things. So what's the next step in the process?
Yeah, you know, when you run into an unfortunate situation like this, I don't think you look at it as how do we just get back to where we were? It's, you know, how can we look at this and get back to better than we were? So we're looking at a whole lot of different options. But the tree, you can look out behind the tree cutters. Their equipment is already here on site. That should begin this week. So we're going to take the opportunity without having guy wires and stuff to do a lot of cleaning, and it'll be a lot more open looking around the studio here. The next step is we have found a tower, fortunately, that is actually a brand new tower on the ground in a yard in Virginia. And hopefully by early next week, that tower will be headed to Kosciuszko. But just because you get the tower doesn't mean it goes up quickly, because there are having to do with this is foundation work. Lots of concrete goes in the ground to hold these towers up. Once that goes into the ground, that stuff has to cure for several weeks before you can start pulling on it. So really looking at a true timetable, you know, with everything finished, you know, I think we're looking at least, you know, probably 3 months.
Yeah, and it's not just like, you know, you lost the antenna on your car and you can go buy a new one and screw it back in. Not that easy.
No, not like that, because, you know, you've got the Breezy antenna. A lot of people probably do not understand how all this works, but that tower had a lot of significant microwave stuff on it that communicated with our tall tower down in Edinburgh. A lot of our news gathering capability, as you know, with police and fire radios and that sort of stuff went through that tower. We have a good bit of that capability back now. But, you know, we're also looking at ways to engineer the system differently so that we can, you know, get back on the air, not just the way we were, but hopefully better than the way we were. Breck, I get a lot of questions of people talking about, what do you need a tower now with technology changing and everything? And I would say, if you think about using your cell phone, all that's coming through a tower. And, you know, this tower will not only be built to accommodate what we're doing, but built to accommodate new technology that might need a tower, because the tower business is very robust around the country right now, around the world, probably more robust than it ever has been. And you've got companies like AT&T that seem to be going more toward wireless than wired stuff. And so, you know, the tower business is still very important model, not only to existing technology, but new technology as well.
That's the boss man himself, Mr. Johnny Boswell, giving us an update on the tower situation here at the station on Golf Course Road here in Kosciuszko.